start the sugya of Chashir Amam and Chashir Ashvusa. Moris the Kasha, the name of Migu the Chashir Amam and Chashir Dami Ashvusa. So first of all, Rashi learns the name of Migu the Chashir Amam and Chashir Dami Ashvusa ad Rabbi Yechonon Parach. Why does Rashi say that? Gemara's kasha is, if you're chashir amamin, why are you bothering to swear? So, Rashi ad Rabbi Yechonon Parach. Why don't you say, it's just on the Mishnah, let's have to Rabbi Yechonon. Mishnah said, Shtayim Arazim Betalis, Yishba. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Shtayim Arazim Betalis, you have to swear. So we're saying, kasha, how could you swear? Chashir amamin, chashir shvusa, no? You can't say straight on the Mishnah. What was bothering Rashi that Rashi said Ad Rabbi Yechonon Parach?
Rabbi Yechonon is saying it's the
Takanas Chacham. Because if you're going to say it's a Daraisa, if not for Rabbi Yechonon, I would have thought, like the Gemara had Avamil or Chia, that our Mishnah is a Shua Daraisa. So if it's a Shmuel Daraisa, then why can't you ask the same kasha? So you can't ask on Daraisas. You seem to be right. How could you ask on a Daraisa? Tell us that swear. So how could you ask Hashem HaChashah Shua? So you seem to be right. Maybe that's what bothers the Ritual about the Gemara. No, even the Ritual is a problem.
The Ritual only learns that it's
We'll get to that in a minute. I'm not sure I agree with that. But first, on the Etzem thing, why did Rashi say Rabbi Yechonon Parach? You're saying because if Amish do Bishwa Daraisa, then is that what you're saying? If it's a Shwa Daraisa, the Torah said do it, so you can't ask a Kasha, why am I doing it? Or maybe it's Xeris HaKasins. So then the Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah. Well, that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Elamai Lechashash Vosa. That's basically what the Gemara says.
Well,
you bring rice from other derises. From other Shavuos that the Torah is Mechayiv you. Right, I guess that's a way to learn that since the Mishnah, you could have thought our Mishnah is a Shua Daraisa, so Ad Rabbi Yechonon Parach. To tell you that once Rabbi Yechonon says Shachaveroi, it's a Drabanon. Alright, Mustam, that sounds like maybe even the correct way to learn. What? Rabbi Yechonon says Mishnah. I understand. The question is, why does that have anything to Rabbi Yechonon? If I know Rabbi Yechonon, I still get the same cash.
No, you're saying only Rabbi Yechonon. If you can go learn the Mishnah like we understood the Mishnah at the end of the day with Rakhav, that the Mara had there's no kasha. There's nothing to talk about. There's no kasha. But on Rabbi Yechonon, who only said his din that Shloy Yechol Echotai and maybe doesn't agree with that of Rakhav, so now you have a kasha.
So what I was going to say was along those lines. L'chayre, what you're answering is more posh to teretz. Not sure. But what I was going to say was the following. If you remember from Daf Beis, we had a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. When do you swear? Taisus said, you say achlaiku and swear only if it's chaluki yachayli yasemis. That was Rashi's sheet on that. Taisus' sheet on Daf Beis. It depends on chaluki yachayli yasemis. Rashi said it depends on what did Rashi say? It doesn't matter chalukah chayli yisemes. It depends on, vaday ramay v'leka vaday ramay. Rashi said that the only time you say achloiku of our Mishnah is leka vaday ramay. If our Mishnah is leka vaday ramay, and that's the case we swear, that means in our Mishnah there's no chashir amamina. If there's no vaday ramay, that means we're chashid that he's saying b'tadami. Right, so then in our Mishnah, Pashit Na Mishnah, we're talking Balekavadei Ramay. There's nobody for sure lying. So if no one's for sure lying, how do you know it's because he's a chashid? Maybe he's not a chashid, he's just a mesupik, he bid the dummy. He thinks he picked it up. And that's why you swear. We're listening on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Shalaya kolachar ha'ilch v'takev t'amis v'shachadei. Rabbi Yechanan was talking about someone who's chashid amamim. So Rabbi Yechanan, it makes more sense. I think the Pnei Yeshua says this mahalach that I'm telling you. What?
Rabbi Yechanan was for sure arguing another mahalach.
Seems that way. Seems that he's saying that. Okay. Which one? What I just said? It's coming Lafu Kerev Papa. The question is why Lafu Kerev Papa?
Because
he's not a Chashid. Okay. The Peshua, I saw what the Peshua seems to say it also. Again, sheet. Alright. Pash Peshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Migra Chashid Amam and Chashid Shavua, so the Kasha is, what's the Te'elas in the Shavua? It doesn't pay. If he's a Ganif, he'll swear anyway. If he's telling the truth, he'll swear anyway. What's the use? What's the Te'elas? That's Pash Peshat. That's the way almost all the Rishonim learn. That the Gemara's Kasha is, what's the Te'elas of the Shavua? The Ritva, as far as I see, is the only one who learns a different Peshat in the Gemara. The Ritva learns that Pshat in the Gemara is Chashal Amam Rechashal Shua, so it's Lufnei Iver. It's Lufnei Iver. So how can you make him swear? Zev Lufnei Iver Laisitim Mechshol. Why didn't the Ritva learn like everybody else? That the Gemara is saying, what's the Te'elos in the Shua? What does it pay? It doesn't pay. Why didn't the Ritva learn like them? Right, so I would phrase it a little different than what you're saying. Same idea. That Mistam de Ritva held that in the Havamina we say Chashan Ramana Chashan Shuasa. We have to be makir that there are some people, there's always a myriad of people who are, even if you say generally Chashan Ramana Chashan Shuasa, there's some Tayalas, there's some people who will be Pirish from Shua. So, Gemara Teretz is that he's like Chashan Shuasa B'chlam. But even in the Havamina, it must be. The Havamina was, there are some people like that. So therefore, so why not make him swear? What's the downside? So the Ritva feels, I have to show you a downside. That's Lufnei'in there, there's a downside to it. But it, just to say, what's the use? So we'll make him swear, it'll help a little bit. So the Ritva didn't like that. What's the use? The Ritva said, there's a downside. It's Lufnei'in there. Hey, I said, Lufnei'in there. Now, how could you make him swear? The other way, the Kash isn't, how could you make him swear? The Kash is, what's the use? It helps a little. But just to, last week I mentioned, and really you mentioned to me that it's Masha from this Ritva that Safik Lifnei Iver is Lifnei Iver. That's what it seems from this Ritva. That Safik Lifnei Iver Lasite Mechshal, because it's only a Safik, is also Lifnei Iver Lasite Mechshal. That contradicts what I told you in the previous Sugya, that Safik Lifnei Iver is not Safik Lifnei Iver, is not Lifnei Iver. What I told you in the previous sugya is the Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is on Tezvav Amid Beis. I'll tell you what the Gemara says, and we'll try to see if we can make a shtim with the Ritva. The Gemara there says the following case: Beishama Yomrim Lo Yimkar Adam Para Chayreshes B'Shabbos. Somebody comes to buy an animal from you Erev Shabbos, he's a Mechal Shabbos. He comes Erev Shabbos to buy from you an animal, you know, I'll sell it to him. Because now you're going to sell it to him, he's going to plow with it on Shabbos. As does it, Beishamai. Beishila Laimrim, Beishila Matirim, Bepnei Sheyachol L'Sheichta. Maybe he wants to shech the animal and eat it for supper. So Beisil says that you're allowed to sell such an animal. Beisil doesn't say you have to ask him. Beisil says it could be Taylor. you could sell it to him because maybe he wants to shecht it. Sees Beisil says, Safik lefneiver is mutter. You're not sure what he wants it for. It's mutter. More. Beishamayayimrim. Loy yimkar adam soda near b'shabes, b'shvies. A person shouldn't sell Shemitah time, a field that's good for plowing, that's good for planting, to someone who's a chashan on Shemitah. Beisilel matirin again. Maybe he wants the field for non-planting. Lahivira means to leave it unplanted. Maybe he wants to build a house there. Maybe he wants to graze his animals there. So Beishamai says, this is Lefneiver. Beishilo say that it's mutter because it's only a suffix. That Gemara is the makar for the klal that says, in the many Achrayim, I mentioned to Rav Moshe, Moshe is not the only one, that suffix Lefneiver is mutter. And that seems to be a steerer to this Ritva. If suffix Lefneiver is mutter, so how could the Ritva say, how can you tell a chash to swear? He's going to, it's a chance he'll swear falsely, it's a chance he won't swear falsely. Chance he'll back off, it's a chance he'll swear falsely. So how's that mutter? So this kasha seems to be a serious kasha on the Ritva, unless the Ritva is a nukshat in the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, but you look in the Ritva there, you don't see a nukshat.
What would be the case, so,
if you could be Tyler, then that's
that,
okay.
The cases that Beisil and Beisham are talking about are where the item I gave was, that's a mutter, but it has some ability to be used for Isser and Abbasaf. But what if I give an item that's used for Isser? In such a case, maybe it has a different thing where I gave him Zira, I'm telling him to make a Shua, I'm telling him to here go and make a Shua Shlashaker. Here, the item itself is Isser.
Isn't there a lot of cases
in Thursday? Yeah, right. Yeah. You have to prove the chiluk a little bit, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't there a lot of cases in Thursday where we say that even though the
head
is
a chiluk like Zara? In his particular case, you mean? Yeah. But I don't think he means like Zara Dafka. He would say the same thing for Shatnes by Chazar. I looked at Avodah Zarah in the Kail here many years ago. So last night, this bothered me on Thursday. It particularly bothered me, like I told you, a Rav, Sofit Lefneiver by a Rav is a heter that we use many times. And the truth is, if you have a business and you're a wholesaler and you sell things to Walmart and they sell it on Shabbos, all right, if it's something not aimed at Jews, all right, but if it's something aimed at Yidden, and Walmart, they're going to sell on Shabbos. You're not going to buy it on Shabbos. It's not Lefneiver. Huh?
You're not Lefneiver.
What?
You're not Lefneiver.
Why? I'm putting it for sale in a store where it's aimed at you.
Sale in a store.
Huh? But if you don't give it to them to sell, it's Lefnei the Lefnei.
It's
not really Lefnei. If you sell to Walmart, they buy it outright. You're right, but that's not the way it works. They take it, and whatever they don't sell, they give back to you. It's... At any rate, Suffolk Lefneiver is sort of a klal, and we need at least some hesber in the Ritva. So I looked in Avodah Zarah, and I saw that when we learned Avodah Zarah, we apparently had this kasha from this Ritva. And there's a stipler in Avodah Zarah who says a nice chiluk. The stipler is rather not going on the Ritva, he's going on a Taisvis, but he makes a very interesting chiluk. But first, he clears the chakira, kedarkoi. The stipler always has klolistika questions. Now listen carefully to the Chakir. It's a very interesting question. In Lifnei Iver, what's the Aveira? Is the Aveira, let's say I give a Nazir a cup of wine. The Aveira is that I'm a party to his drinking wine. I'm a contributor to his drinking wine. Oh, is the Aveira that happens is Mesiachas to me, that's Lifnei Iver. Or, no. Is Lifnei Iver just that I put the michshol in front of him? I put a michshol in front of him. I gave him wine to drink. I'm over the Aveira. What happens if a Nazir asks me for wine? He can't get it any other way. I give him the wine. And before he gets to drink it, he has a heart attack and he dies. Or whatever happens, someone bumps into him and spills out the wine. But I gave him the wine. Was I ever lifnei iver? Was I ever lifnei iver? So Stikler says it depends. If lifnei iver is taich, I was a party to the aveira, to the drinking of the wine. There was no drinking of wine. So if there was no drinking of wine, I tried to do an aveira, but I just gave him this aveira, but I didn't do an aveira. It wasn't he didn't drink it. Baruch Hashem, he died, and he never came to drink the wine. If you learn that the aveira is putting a michshol in front of him, then the person who gives him the wine is over the aveira as soon as he gives him the michshol. As soon as you give him the wine, you gave him a michshol, you're over. That's the aveira. Usually, if you have a store and you're selling wine, a person comes in and asks for wine, he's usually going to drink it. To be Taylor, it's true. You know, we said you sell an animal, maybe he wants to shecht it. So we mentioned last week, give him the wine, maybe he wants to give it to his baby or to his wife. Or I don't know. But let's say it's a case where Hitaka wanted to drink it. He told you, I'd like to drink the wine, give it to me. I guess that's what he's clarifying. And what's it then? If you try to trip someone, you stick out your foot to trip someone, and he doesn't trip, he steps over. You ever on lifnei iver? If neighbor is tripping him or putting the michshol in front of him. You answer my question. You tried to prove that what?
It has to be that the isser is just putting this naiva, like the michshol, not that you should put a michshol.
So the aveira is tripping him or the aveira is trying to trip him?
That's what the passage says.
Trying to trip him. Or sitei michshol.
You can't put anything there. It doesn't necessarily because he walks in different streets, still you put him fine.
So let's say we'll say like that. The aveira is trying to trip him. I'm asking that's a pashut shot in the pasuk. Lifnei iver in front of a blind man, loisi finishal. Don't put a stumbling block. So if he doesn't trip, he doesn't trip, right? But I'm still over the aveira. If I give wine to a nazir, if he doesn't drink it, I'm still over the aveira. In Cain, Stipler says beautiful. He says there's a difference between a suffix lishaavar and a suffik lehaba. What does that mean? Suffik lishaavar means a man comes into my store. He says, sell me a cow. So I'm selling him a cow. The Gemara says, they sell him a tirin. I'm allowed to sell him a cow, even though he's not a Shomer Shabbos. Because I'll be Taila that maybe he wants to shecht it. That's a suffik lishaavar. When he walked into the store, he knows what he wants the cow for. He knows. I don't know. So when he walks in and he asks for it, it's possible I'm not giving him a michshol. Because it's possible he's just buying it to take to the sheikhit. So that's suffik lifnei iver. And taka suffik lifnei iver is mutter. When you have a suffik lehaba, in a case where the person comes in and he definitely wants to do an aveir, for sure. He wants to buy wine. So I want to sell. I'll sell him the wine, and I'll send him a mashgiach who will give him a musa shmuz that he shouldn't drink it. Will that make it suffik lifnei iver? Stipler, no. I gave him the michshel. Now, when it's in front of him, he's going to listen to a musa shmuz. Maybe he'll drink it, maybe he won't drink it. But when I'm giving it to him, I'm giving him a michshel. I'm giving him something that's going to be a nisayon for him. Because I know that he would like to drink it. He's thinking of drinking it. So that's an assayin. If he will drink it or won't drink it, that has nothing to do with my avera. My avera is giving the michshel. Any suffix, by the cow, it's possible it's not a michshel because it's possible that when he walked into the store, he wanted it to shecht. I don't have to give him a musa shmuz. He walked in, he wants meat. So he came and bought an animal. People buy animals and shecht it. So that I'm not giving him a michshol because he's coming in to buy food. He's not coming in to buy a bal malacha. But that's a suffik l'shaavar. By a suffik l'haba, I'm giving him a michshol. I'm telling him, you want this talis, swear. Yeah, he's going to have to decide, is it worth it to me to get this talis, besides being a ganiv, I'll also swear falsely. Maybe he'll say, I'll be pirish, I won't swear falsely. Maybe he'll say, it's worth it, I'll swear falsely. But whatever he ends up doing, I gave him a michshol. I gave him something which is going to be a test for him. It's going to be an assignment for him. Heyos, I gave him an assignment, Zok the Stipler. That's vaday lifneiver. That's not suffik lifneiver. When you give someone something, and you tell him, okay, swear. When you tell him that, and you know he's a liar. It's entirely two sides. And one person tells the other one, swear. So what's going on here? You tell the person, swear. That's a michshol. Maybe you'll swear, maybe you won't swear. But it's a michshol. So the Stipler, that the Arishayim will hold, all seikas amotim. Let's explain the Ritva, and he's explaining a Taisvis in Avodah Zarah. That Safik Mishaavar, everybody holds is not Lefneiver. Everyone holds his mutter. The whole Shaila is Safik Lahaba, which the Gemara's case is Safik Mishaavar. And these are cases of Safik Lahaba. Safik Lahaba is different. Everything is good. It's a very nice chiluk that the Stipler makes, and it explains our Ritva. It's not a steer to the rule of Safik Lefneiver in cases of Safik of Safik Le Shaavar are still mutter.
The Ritva previously called the person another to be a Safik. Then maybe he'll drink, maybe he won't. So in the case of Trey with Denaro, the Gemara would sort of call that to be Lifneiver.
It would be, because
maybe he won't, you know,
maybe he doesn't want it in the first place.
He says, he doesn't want to drink. So that's a Safik Mishaavar.
He says it's also by Trevor Denaro. He says kind of a, well, the Gemara is not saying it's a Safik Masadrik, it's that's what Ritva says.
Ritva learned that Gemara, yeah.
Ritva said, the Ritva himself said that Safik, if the, he wants going to drink it, what's his lashon? The Safik is if he wants it to drink it. So it sounds like something the Shahada. If that's so, then the Teretz is not good. Then the Teretz is not good like the Ritva. The Ritva is saying even by Safik the Shahavar that it's Asur, which would make problems. So I have to come up with another chiluk in Yerik Gemara. There are other chilukim. What? If you want to trip someone, that's a vaday michshol. It's a suffix, what will happen. But I'm zicha putting a michshol. That's what you're calling a suffix labah. So it's a suffix labah. Will he trip or will he trip? If I put a stumbling block, and I don't know if he's on his way or not, that would be a suffix labah. But if I know he's coming and I put the michshol, it's a question of will be michshol or not, so that's a suffix labah. The belt buckles. It's hard to know. Sometimes in business, it's a suffik lahaba. Sometimes it's a suffik lashavar. In that case, that particular case, the person was zichah going to do it on Shabbos. The question was if Jews were going to do it. That's probably a suffik lahaba. What's going to happen when it gets there? Unless it's a suffik lashavar, how he runs his business. You know, it could be he runs his business a certain way. The only guy who worked there. It could be a suffik lahaba. I don't know. In the belt buckle case, there happens to be another heter, which has nothing to do with this sugya. There's a heter in the Netziv. That's a little too complicated to go into now. There are other heterim in Lifnei Iver. I'm not going to go through all the halachas of Lifnei Iver, but alright, we'll leave it for now. Alright, Lifnei Iver is the kind of topic you could talk about for weeks. It's like a Shas topic, and there are a lot of chidushim about it, but I think we just have to get back to Chashal HaMom and Chashal HaShavuos. Alright, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Lo Yamrina Migud Chashal HaMom and Chashal HaShavuos. It's an easy way out. The Gemara is saying, you're right. So it must be we don't say it. Now if the Gemara stopped here, it would be good. But the Gemara has a proof. I'll prove it to you. How can a mitzvah be mixed with a bichayev shvua? Let's say chashan amam and a chashan shvua. This is the Gemara's proof. It says, in Simon Tzadik Beis, if Katan Aleph has a problem from this Gemara with what he calls Shitas Taisvis in Bava Kama Dav Kufches. The Shita of Taisvis there is that the psul of a chashid in a shvua is a psul de rabbana. Is a psul de rabbana. That mina Torah a chashid could swear. The whole psul is only a psul de rabbana. Taisvis nafkamina there is if he already swore that has an ishvua de raisa. But the psul is a psul de rabbana. So frekt diktzais, if the psul of a chashid is a psul de rabbana, so what's our Gemara proving it from Vayda B'miktas? Gemara said, how could a Vayda B'miktas swear Chashavam v'chashashvusa? If the whole din that Chashir Amam and Chashir Ashvu is only a din d'rabbana, and that's the whole clear, it's Chashavam v'chashashvusa be d'rabbana. And min ha-Torah, Chashir Amam is certainly not Chashir Ashvu. So how could you prove it from the Torah? How could you prove it from a Deraisa? Bishlam, if you say min ha-Taira, it's a shayla min ha-Taira. It's chashar mamun chashar shvuasad. So then I understand. It's shayla deraisa. So I'm proving it to you. Maida b'miktas swears. So we see chashar mamun is not chashar shvuas. But if you're going to tell me, as Tosis in Bava Kama says, that min ha-Taira chashar mamun swears, it's not loy chashar shvuas. And it's only a din derabanan that chashar mamun is chashar shvuas. So then you can't ask a kasha for Maida B'miktas. Maida B'miktas didn't tire. All right, from the Raisa. How do you know they make exactly
that?
Right, Rabbi Yechon is a good raya. But the Gemara says, Teda. Besides Rabbi Yechon, I can even prove it to you more. The proving more is not a proof. Okay, right, that's the Gemara saying. What's Rosh Hashanah Gemara? Dilai Teima Hachi, what does the Gemara say? Dilai Teima Hachi, I'll prove it to you. Dilai Teima, what do you mean Dilai Teima Hachi? Hada Amar Rahmana, Amar Rahmana? What do you mean Hada Amar Rahmana? Say Hada Amar Lahalacha, maybe. Hada Amar Rahmana, what's right for my Amar Rahmana? Now, the Tzais goes to Tzais in Bava Kama. Isn't that our Tzais also? Tzais the Chashir Amamina. Tasty Bramasl the Khashir Amamina, La Khashir Ashwasa, Nira Hainu Tamamish and the Shua Khamura, Kadisa Bihuma, Obishwas, Shailam Nizdazaya Alay Sisa, Timer Kena, Mike Osman Pasnal Shua, Shamar Shakeneg Dainishba Venital. If Khashir was a Khashir Shua, so why can't a Gazma swear? He's a Khashid. He's a Khashir, he should swear. Shlaimi, the Gazma Pasla Shua, Elamid Rabbana, and Ulay, this would the Pasla Medarais, the Muslim Shumai Sashis Rashid. Taisis Lachaira could have Taisis could have asked that our Taisis Lachaira. Our Taisis also says Chashid is a Drabbanan. Lachaira could ask the same question. The case there is the case of Trey Kufli. The case over there is a case where a Shomer Chinam is being chayiv two kefils on one pekad. Gemara says, how can you have two kefils on one pekadin? Two kefils, I mean, right? Not a kefil is twice the thing, and then a second time twice the thing. How's it possible? So Gemara says that you came to the shomer and said, give me my pekadin. The shomer says, it was stolen. And I'm potter. And he swore it was stolen. Shvus HaShomer. And then Edom came and they said, it's not true. It's still in his house. So he's have to pay kefil. Any time a shomer is telling him, it's gone, he has to pay kefil. Still in his house, fine. So he has to pay kefil. The next day, the person comes to him and says, no, give it back already, and give me kefil. He says, you know something? Last night it was stolen. After yesterday, it was the possibility I have to pay kefil. Last night, someone stole it. Guess what? He swore it was stolen. And he says, I said, Gemara, he swore it was stolen. And after he swore it was stolen, it could be kofetz v'nishpat, so he says. He swore it was stolen. And Edom come again. Edom say it was in his house. So he's got to pay kefil twice, as I state in the Gemara. So Taisus says his second shvua shouldn't be a shvua. A shvua of a chashid is not a shvua. So Taisus says no. The chashid is only midrabanan. It's not min ha-Torah. The same shvua. So Mela, if he swore, maybe he should have sworn, because it's a psul drabbanan, but kafetz v'dishba, he swore, so it's a shvur min ha'tayr. So that tesis there, in that case, saying the same thing as our tesis, that a chashid is only a psul drabbanan. If a chashid is a psul drabbanan, for instance, the kasha, that how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, must be chashir amam and chashir shvus is like chashir shvus delightei mahachi. Had amar achmana by the mitzvah satani nishba. What are you proving from the chumah? From the amar achmana, from the Torah. The Torah, the chashir amam is like chashir shvus in that Torah. It's only a dinder abanan. So this is the tzaisis kasha in simin tzadik beis.
The rabbanan only did the din of your nishba in such a case by manashidah, someone who we know for a fact stole. Right now we're talking about cases where it's caution. You don't know what he did. We're only caution. So in such a case, rabbanan.
What's worse, a gazlin or a chashid?
Gazlin.
A gazlin is the rabbanan, so a chashid is
nothing.
Even worse.
No, a chashid he could make the shvut.
So Gemara is even more shver. Teida, Damar Rachmana, what it means a chashid. A chashid is not even psul drabbanan according to you. What's the teida?
The whole Gemara is talking about only by
a
chashid. We're never talking about a real gan. So we said from Rav Yehuda is mashed by a chashid. He could make a shrua, and I'll move you also. If I is my then makes a sakhaina, you make a shrua. So here you have a chashid, and he makes a shrua.
The Tzais says Yochilik, but he fears us totally differently. I'll explain to you what he says. He says very bekitzer, but the Tzais says what's really said in the whole sugya of Hashem Amamina, that there are two separate dinim. There's a din of a gazlan. A gazlan is someone we know is a gazlan. We know. Either we know he stole, well, we know he swore falsely in Bezdin. He's a gazlan. Then there's a person who's a chashud to be stealing right now. In Torah, he's a chashud. So is a chashud in old in Torah, that's not a chashud. Chashud means a chashud in this din Torah that's going on. Two separate things. Which is more chamor, a gazlan or a chashud? Now, before you jump, and say, a gazlan is much worse, right? A gazlan is worse than a chashid. What is it? Zaptik tzais, there are two din. There are two dinim in the two din. Right? There's a din gazlan, and there's a din chashid. Which is more chamor? It depends. Lagabe edis, to be kashala edis, a gazlan is worse. A gazlan is worse. Why is a gazlan worse? Because a gazlan is Xeris HaKosim, Atoshes Rasha Eid. A gazlan is worse because of Xeris HaKosim. Lagabe Shavua, this is where it's a Chiddush. Lagabe Shavua, a gazlan is not worse. Why? Because there's a big difference if someone stole previously, someone once stole, is he a Choshet to steal now? Min HaTorah is not. Lagabe Eidus, he's worse, Gezeres HaKosov. Lagabe Shvua, a gazlan is better. Because the gazlan, maybe the tshuva. Maybe last time he stole because he hated the person. Maybe he was hungry. A gazlan, Lagabe Eidus, he's more chamer. Lagabe Shvua, he's more cow. Because who knows? Who knows if now he's a chashid? Who says he's a chashid? That's the din of gazlan. Din of chashir amamina, someone who's being chashid, the stealing in this din Torah, a chashud is not a psalaitis. Someone's chashud, no such psalaitis. Gabi edis is more cow. But legabe shvua on this din Torah, it's this money that he's chashir on. He's worse than a gazlan. A gazlan was not the chashir on this money, he was gazlan yesterday. Today, it's a new din Torah. It's a new shaila. On this thing that's going on now, gazlan is more cow, and a choshed is more chomer. So that a gazlin, someone who we know stole once before, he could swear in that time. He could swear. Because he stole last time, we don't say he can never swear. A choshed on this money, that's what the Gemara is asking. A choshed on this money, that should be a psul d'arais. If you choshed on this money, choshed on Bavna, if you hold choshed on Bavna, choshed on Shavuosa, you should be choshed right now. And if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos didn't say choshed is the Rabban. Tosfos says v'yesh leimer, the gazlin like posel l'shvua elamid Rabban. Tosfos says a gazlin, Tosfos al kashu in the case of gazlin. A gazlin, someone who stole in a previous din taira. A gazlin like posel l'shvua elamid Rabban. La'edus who the posel midaraisa, mishum al tashus rasha'ei. So that's the din of Edus. The din of Choshed is a separate cheshbon of Choshed. And Choshed, a gazlan is a drabbanan, legabi shvua. A gazlan is only a drabbanan, legabi shvua. A she'en kain, a person who's Choshed on this money, if you're Choshed, I'm Choshed shvua, sir, that's a psul d'iraisa. That would be something that that in our Torah the shvua shouldn't be. This is the way the Tzais answers, and since the Gemara is talking about shvua, so therefore the Gemara is talking in our Torah. That's good. That's according to the MS, the Chashan Amamun Allah Chashan Shvuasa. This whole Ktsais is all going on the Tzad, the Chashan Amamun is Chashan Shvuasa. Okay, this whole Ktsais is going not Lafi HaHalacha, because La Halacha Chashan Amamun is like Chashan Shvuasa. This whole Ktsais is Gebayt on an explanation of the Shita of Chashan Amamun is Chashan Shvuasa. That Yehul Chashan Amamun Chashan Shvuasa, he's worse than a Gazlan. If Chashar Amam is Chashar Shvusa, it would be Psul Dairaisa. Unlike Gazlan, which is only Psul Drabban al Shvua. That's the Ktsais is explaining the Tzad of Chashar Amam and Chashar Shvusa. Because if you hold that the way we hold before the Ktsais, that if Gazlan is Psul Drabban al Chashar also is only Psul Drabban, so then the Teda falls off. The whole Ezoi Temaf, he falls off. Can't be worse than a Gazlan. You need the Chiddush that it could be, not that it is, it could be worse than a Gazlan. If it could be worse, then I have a good Eloi Teimah. Could be worse, and worse is no, not worse, Eloi Teimah, I'll prove it to you. That's what the Gemara said. There are two parts to the Chiddush of the Ktsais. One part of the Chiddush of the Ktsais is the Psuleidus. They shouldn't confuse Psuleidus with Psul Shvua. And the second part is on the Psul Shvua. There are two Reb Naftalis on this Ktsais. In the old Ganatz, there's one that goes on the Shvua part. And in the new Ganatz, there's one that goes on the Edis part. The easier is Lagabi Edis. The side really that the Ktsais is teaching us Lagabi Edis is this idea that Psul Gazlan La Edis is Zeres HaKosev. And the emes is, it's muchas like that from a lot of places, that it's Zeres HaKosev and that's it. Lamashal. If a person eats Nevelis, is he Psul La Edis? Which aveiros make a person pasul la'edus? In Shulchan Aruch it says, if he's over on a lav sheyesh by malchus, if you're over on a lav sheyesh by malchus, you become pasul la'edus. If you're over on a lav she'ein by malchus, you're not pasul la'edus. As I state in the Gemara, a lav sheyesh by malchus, you're pasul. Lav she'ein by malchus, you're not pasul. Why? What's the difference? There could be what? Certainly Misa, Malkus and Koshkis. The why? It's lav davka mochomer. If you eat nevela, a person who eats nevela is chayav Malkus. Right? Nevela, it's a lav, a person is chayav Malkus. A person who's over on only chametz on Pesach is lav shema, there's no einish and bezdin. It's a lav anitik laseif tashbisu. And there's no Malkus. So, chametz, I think, is more chametz than nevela. But still, why? So Chazal say, because it says by Malkus, when it says that you take a person to Bezna for Malkus, the Pasuk uses bin hakois ha-rasha. It uses the word rasha on someone who gets Malkus. So Meili has a din rasha, he's pasul aid. It's altoshis rasha aid. Pasuk says, don't make a rasha aid. Altoshis rasha aid. So Meila, he has a psul. So we see from here that what's the psul? It's Xeris HaKasuf. Suddenly the Torah called him a Rasha. He's Pasul, Atashas Rasha Eid. The Psul Eid is totally in the Xeris HaKasuf Dafka. If it's not tied to the Xeris HaKasuf, then it's not. Tzais himself, in a different place, I think it's Simin Nun Beis, the Tzais is an interesting kasha. The halacha is that if I have a shtar that you owe me money, I did a business deal with you and I have a shtar. It's a shtar sheyesh by ribis. It says you're borrowing money from me, $100,000, and you have to give me whatever it is, 8% a year, $8,000 a year interest. So if I bring the shtar to Bezdin, so Bezdin is not teveya ribis, it's an aveir obviously, but I could use the shtar to manai the keren. I can use the shtar to prove you owe me keren. As I say, Frektik Tzais, the people who signed the shtar, they're Rishayim. The people who signed the shtar were Ivan Alav of Lysa Simon Olav Neshef. So they're Ivan Alav. So they're Rishayim. They should, how could, the whole shtar is not a shtar. How could you come into Bezdin with a shtar and prove from the shtar you owe me $100,000? The people signed it, Arishayim, they signed it.
They signed that. All I was saying is this story happened.
But it's in Aveira. The Torah said, Loisa Simon, you're not allowed to be a party to a shtar that calls for ribbis. You're not allowed to be an aid. The Mishnah says an ayin hey. This Mishnah is El Neshech, I believe, says that the aidim are over, and the person, the cipher who writes the shtar is over, and the lawyer who helps them with the shtar, everybody's over. Elu Ivrim Belaisa say, Hamalva, Haloiva, Ha'ariv, Ha'edim, they're all Ivrim. Afa Seifer Ivrim. So Fraktik Tzaisa, Gavaldik Akasha, Haki Amanai with such a star. They're Rishayim, the ones who signed it, so there's no proof that it's true. You want to hear his Teretz? Tell me how logical the Teretz is. Emphati Tzais, when did they become Rishayim? Before they signed it or after they signed it? After they signed it. Whatever part of their signature was enough to make a shtar, at that moment they became Rishon. It means that when they started writing it, they weren't Rishon yet. You like the Terrence? When they become Rishon, when they finished the signature. When they finished the signature, then they became Rishon, so the shtar is a good shtar. I should have mentioned Alav Sheyesh by Mamin. Alav Sheyesh by Mamin is always Sarasha, and Alav Sheyesh has always Abiyah Sheyesh by Mamin. But you hear? Yeah, the Tzais is Teretz, and Tzais proves it. He says, I'll prove it to you. There's a Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Chulin says, if someone shechts a behem on Shabbos, Afa Pisham Eschaye Benafsha, Ishkitasik Sheyre. Even though we're going to give him Skila in a few minutes, he shecht it on Shabbos, he had Asra. So there, Taisus has a kasha. If you shecht on Shabbos, it's kasher. In Simen Aleph of Hilchos Shechita, it says, Mumer, a Mechal Shabbos who shechts, is Shechitas Epsula. If you have Mechal Shabbos, it's clearly not kasher or Sheichit. So guess what Taisus answers? Huh? When does he become a Mechal Shabbos? When he finishes the Shechita. When he starts the Shechita, he's not a Mechal Shabbos yet. I would think he's a Mechal Shabbos, no?
Huh?
With what? Mukta, for Mukta, he's not, he doesn't become Hashem. So he becomes a. So Tosfos says he does it once. Tosfos Lashon is if he does it once, he's not a Mumra. Which you can understand differently. But the Tzai's teaches that it means you don't become until the end of the under the Shechita.
This time he's guided the first time personality.
No, till now he's a person who's thinking of being Mechal Shabbos. The very difference is a person who thinks of being Mechal Shabbos and a person who's Mechal Shabbos. So till now I was thinking of doing it. Even in the middle of the Shechita, he could have stopped, he would have been a Mechalkel, and he wouldn't have been Iver. If he had stopped after he started cutting the throat, before he did it, Kosher Shechita, if he would have stopped, he would have saved himself. He wouldn't have been Iver into their eyes. He would have killed an animal without Shechita. It would have been a Melach of their eyes. When he finished the Shechita, then he becomes a Pasuk. So if the Tzais, who had in, this person who signed the Shtar, when he finishes signing the Shtar, that's when he's apostle. But when he starts signing the Shtar, he's not apostle. So Memela, it's good. This Ktzais, what's he talking about? You're talking about a Choshud. If you're saying he's a Choshud to lie, a person who signs a Shtar Rebbe is a Choshud. What's the difference when he starts with the pen or he finishes with the pen? He became a bigger Choshud when he finished than when he started. If Gazlan and Choshud are all one din, the way we would think of Nafir Ktzais, Gazlan and Choshud are all the same. Such a person we can't trust. If you're saying such a person we can't trust, what's the difference when he finished the signature? He started the signature. He's less trustworthy when he finished than when he started. Makes sense.
This is a good idea with a person that was thinking of not being trusted. Otherwise, he wasn't that much trusted. He was thinking about lying. He didn't lie. He didn't actually lie.
He's more trustworthy when he finishes the signature when he starts.
Yeah, it's like thinking of, I thought I was not trusted. I didn't actually do it.
No, so that, in what he's thinking of, as far as being a choshen for Chil Shabbos, is the same.
That's an action. So here it's a little different. Here it's a good.
Now the word is Chil Shabbos is Gezeir Sakosov. Mechal Shabbos is possible. Until you become a Mechal Shabbos, you're possible. By Edis, the Ketzai says the same thing. When do you become a Rasha? It's Gezeir Sakosov. Gazlan and Choshen are two different things. A Rasha and Choshen are two different things. A Rasha who's possible to be an aid, it's Gezeir Sakosov, Artosh Rasha aid. It's Gezeir Sakosov, like Lulav. You have a lulav that's split, it's not a lulav. If you have a kasha lulav, it's a kasha lulav. If you have a man, you want to call him a rasha, if he did the aveira, he's a rasha, he's pashal aedis. If he didn't do the aveira, he's not a rasha. That's exeris hakasal atosh rasha aedis. Nothing to do with chashad ashvusa. The chashad that somebody's a chashad, totally different parasha, totally different idea. Rather, we have a rule by Choshud that Choshud Adover Kal is not Choshud on Adover Chomer. It's a Klal LaHalacha. Someone who's Choshud on a more smaller Aveira is not Choshud on a bigger Aveira. Somebody is Choshud on a Mira La'akum. He tells somebody to do Malachafim on Shabbos, a guy. You can eat in his house. That's a Adover Kal and it's a Adover Chomer. Choshud HaKal, Choshud Adover Chomer. By psul of a rasha, someone who's choshed to sign a shtar of ribis. That's a davar kal compared to signing a shtar and lying. No? What's a bigger rasha? Someone who signs a shtar of ribis? Someone who signs a shtar and it's baloney, it's not even true. Obviously, a bigger rasha to sign a shtar that's not even true. Somebody, what? Well, certainly, to sign a shtar that calls for ribbis, which is true, is a smaller aveira than signing a shtar which calls for ribbis, which is not true, right? Choshul adavar kal, as choshud, just because he signed a shtar that says ribbis, is not a choshud that the whole shtar is baloney. As din choshud, the Tzai says, choshul adavar kal, not choshul adavar chama. He signed a shtar sheesh by ribbis. It's no right. We could trust him on the $100,000 on the Karen. Because he signed something on a davar kal, it's not chashuv or a davar chamor. Als chashud, it has to work psychologically. Als psul eidis gzeres hakasav. That works when he technically becomes a pasuk. So this is the first yisayv d'ksayis legabe eidis. The second, which is legabe psul chashud, that he says in our Gemara, Reb Naftali brings this. He ties this into the old chakira. If shvu is a birur or shvu is a tashlumin. And we're going to have to work on it under Reb Naftali. It's Hashem for tomorrow to try to see what Reb Naftali means to tie this ktsais into the issue of birur and tashlumin. And it's Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. I think that's pretty much down to the bottom of the Yamid, what we have to work on.